You can only raise taxes on people so much. You can only enact ridiculous measures and lock people down and just act like basically dictators for so long before people say enough's enough. I got anywhere else in the world I can go. And if I have money and power and influence, I can take all that with me. Welcome to the Better Human Podcast. I'm your host, Colin Stuckert, entrepreneur, CEO, father, coach, growth-minded, and obsessed with becoming better human. I'm here to help you level up your mind, body, and life. I want you to become a better human. I want you to wake up every day excited about getting to work, getting things done, working on yourself, and then making the world a better place around you. That's how we're going to change the future for humanity. That's how we're going to solve the biggest problems we have in 2021 and on. That's how the world's going to become a better place for my sons and hopefully future daughters. The more better humans we have that can critically think, that are self-aware, the better chance we have at creating a future that we all deserve. Make sure you get all the updates over at colin.coach to get on the Better Human newsletter. You can also reach me anytime, Colin, C-O-L-I-N, at wildfoods.co. To support the show, head over to Wild Foods and use code WILDCEO for your nutrition needs. We have local roasted Austin coffee. Our flagship product, Wild Cocotropic, is a great coffee booster or coffee replacement if you're trying to cycle coffee off, as I've been doing lately. Obsessively source real food products from nature to support your lifestyle needs. Let's get to the show. This week's newsletter, I enter COVID retirement. It's the last time I'm going to talk about this publicly. I felt the need to say something because of all the vaccine stuff going on and everybody getting their prick and it becoming so normalized. Like, I had a guy at the gym ask me if I got my shot, and I had to be like, what? My shot? And then he, you know, explained it. And then he's like, oh, okay. Yeah, well, I got it. And, you know, he got it. And I was like, oh no, I didn't get it. Like, and just, that was it. But it's so normalized. It's so bizarre. And I talked about that. I talked about how this is an emergency approved experimental gene therapy. It's not actually a vaccine. And I don't know, just maybe do your own research. If you want to get specifically into why you should do your own research and into some of the specifics of the very thing that so many people are taking just willy-nilly, not actually approved, it's just an emergency order, you know, then you should go read that newsletter, betterhumans.substack.com. Okay. I'm not going to talk about that though here. I'm going to get right to, I'm going to skip this long. It's a long piece. So, you know, read it. And if it challenges you, good, because you should be challenged. Your ideas should be challenged. If you're listening to me thus far, if you've been here in any way, or if you're watching this, you probably already get it. I've actually noticed that over the past few months, I don't get as many unsubscribes and negative comments. And what's interesting about this, and also kind of scary, is this is the echo chamber of the internet. Allison, who has her Instagram account, she talks about a lot of these things a lot. She doesn't get any negative comments anymore. I rarely get negative comments, at least on the C19 and the vaccines and those type of topics. I don't also talk about them a ton. But I do very regularly challenge the mainstream and I call BS on all the BS there is. And, you know, like I just don't get a lot of people pushing back on that. Now, that's scary because it shows you how people filter themselves out so easily. And a lot of this information should be reaching the people that do have the very dogmatic views because it could help them see clearer and wake up a little bit. But instead, maybe a lot of you already are woken up or awake. And I'm just kind of telling you things you already know, which that's why I quit health content, because I felt like everything I was saying was the same stuff. And people that got it, they already got it and they don't need to hear me parrot it again. And now it feels like that's happening with everything. I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's scary. We have no idea where the internet is going to go from here. The internet is an infant. It's still brand new, which is actually kind of hard to fathom because I grew up with the internet. And it's amazing, but also very powerful and could be potentially dangerous. If you do what everyone else does, it's going to come with some major risks. It could maybe kill you. It's at least killing you slowly. Like if you eat the way everyone eats and you live the way they live, I mean, we have a 50 plus obesity rate in America. Is that not an obvious sign that maybe you should challenge? And here's the thing. Everyone wants to just hate on these people and say they're lazy. I don't buy that at all. For years, they've been demonizing fat and salt and saying you should eat carbs and grains and things like that. And then all these ingredients that are the base of the process subsidized industrial food system? Most people don't know any better. There's so much bad information from public health experts. I'm doing air quotes here. I don't just believe it's laziness. And, you know, it's got a lot to do with it. Some people don't care about what they eat. They don't watch their health, whatever. But I mean, we've had people, even to this day, that think they need to cut their red meat intake when what they should be doing is actually eating more of it. And yes, they should be eating cleaner meat and they should be avoiding not great industrialized food products that support factory farming, things like that. Reducing your meat consumption or animal protein consumption is the opposite of what people should be doing. They should be doing that more so. And they're going to get more satiety and more nutrition will then take the place of all the processed junk that they're just snacking on, empty calories that just get more calories, more eating, more snacking. You can thank the government for that. You can thank the big food subsidies. You can thank this, the consolidation of the food system, which the government has had a hand in for years now. It is a joke. Currently, right now, billions and billions are being paid out by Big Pharma for the opioid crisis. And then you go to these same companies and you want to trust them with something that's not even actually proved or gone through a rigorous process. It's insanity to me. I don't know how to explain it. It's almost like I'm trying to explain 1 + 1 = 2 to somebody that just can't seem to fathom it. Like they can't understand it. But in my mind, it's so freaking obvious and apparent and it's simple and they should get it. Like that's frustrating. You're explaining something that should be so obvious, that should be so apparent. We have so much data. We have so much history. We have things currently going on to show how risky it is to trust these consolidated power structures. Yet people just fall in line because it's what everyone else does. I make a point in here. MLK was assassinated in 1968. I'm pretty sure it was 1968. My mom was in her 20s. She was alive for that. She was alive through all of that. That was very recent. A large swath of the population were treated like animals. Okay? Think about that a second. Treated like fucking animals. The same government tells you how to think, what to do, whatever, how to vote, spreads fear and propaganda to rile you up so you'll vote for them. It's all a fucking scam. You should feel the need to be a sovereign human. Okay? Get your Bitcoin, get your passports, maybe have a little bit of silver on yourself, just a little bit. Have some guns and ammo, like have some extra food. You spend on your car insurance hundreds of dollars a month, yet what are you prepping for your financial insurance or your physical safety insurance? What are you doing? Most people don't do anything. They just trust that the power grid's always going to be there or that the government's always going to be there. But look at every single natural disaster or big thing that's happened. We were without power for 9 days in Austin. Think about that a second. 9 freaking days. And it was the coldest it's been. It's like a 100-year storm. We were burning these wooden shelves from IKEA for firewood because there was no firewood. I couldn't get any 2x4s or any lumber from Home Depot or Lowe's. Most of the places were closed. Most businesses were closed. You couldn't even find food. Within the span of a week, we go from comfortable modern society to basically apocalypse, or at least the beginnings of an apocalypse. Because if that would have went on for 30 days, 40 days, 50 days, and everything would have stayed shut down and broken down, it would have gotten very, 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 very bad. It would have devolved very quickly. And I have 2 young children that we had to get through all of this. And then our house flooded, and that's a whole other story. When it rains, it pours. So please, please, please think for yourself. If you do anything that the mainstream does, if you do anything because your parents are doing it or your friends are doing it or your neighbors are doing it or some celebrity tells you you should do it, you are being manipulated. You are being manipulated. You are being propagandized. You are being brainwashed. This is the distinction. If you decide to do these things because you did your own critical thought and you've weighed the pros and cons and you've looked at all the source material, then okay, that's great. You thought for yourself. You took an action. You have nothing to worry about. I mean, I don't know if you have nothing to worry about. You probably have some things to worry about. But because honestly, like all the mainstream, everything that people do that's normal, you don't have to do it. You don't have to opt into that at all. I recommend that everybody should opt out completely and think for themselves and do their own thing. Get outside, get vitamin D, eat real food. Like it's so simple. You do not have to follow the sheep off the cliff. Oh, man. So we've got a few more in here. So on cancel culture, this is just a thought I had. So I wanted to share it. Companies that bow down to people on Twitter are pathetic. And the board members of these companies are spineless, money-hungry, pathetic losers. Pathetic through and through. The cancel culture nonsense is only going to stop when these idiots in power that are so afraid of optics and, oh my God, what's going to happen? Until they stop giving in and make themselves uncancelable. Because here's the thing. So much shit happens so fast that people can be erased for a week or two and then they move on. They don't care anymore. Right. And generally, most of the companies that have been boycotted, like Goya Foods and other things like that, most of them got a bunch of free marketing and publicity, and most of their sales rose. Okay? This is that strange, weird thing. Now, obviously, individuals can be fired. If you're working in an institution or some other traditional, consolidated, like old school structure where you could get fired, like I get that, but that's even more reason to do your own thing. Become unfireable, uncancelable, unfuckwithable until people are willing to stand up and say, no, we hire humans. We don't hire fucking robots. Okay. When we hire robots and they make mistakes, then we'll figure out who made that mistake and program that robot. Right. Humans are humans. They make mistakes. They do things. They say things. Who fucking cares? And the irony is all you cancel culture morons end up probably having more flaws and skeletons in your closet and whatever than the people you're going after. You're just playing a power game. You know it. You want to feel good about yourself, whatever. It's pathetic. And all you Twitter blue check marks and all the mainstream media that support this nonsense because all you care about is attention and clicks, you're pathetic too. You are all pathetic and you are all responsible for the decline of America and maybe the potential downfall. If we keep inflating away our money supply, it's going to have crazy, crazy implications for America. I mean, it's going to be bad. It could devolve into zombie apocalypse stuff, which is why get some silver for your physical possession and then get that Bitcoin. That's how you're going to protect yourself. Otherwise, the government is going to keep inflating away your purchasing power, your value. Every dollar that's in your bank account is every day worth less money because of the actions of the government. Inflation is a silent tax. If you don't know what inflation is, if you don't know what fiat is, if you don't know how what money is and how it works and the banking system and all the corrupt nonsense that goes on, you're delegating it to people that have different incentives than you. Their incentive is to control the money, make as much of it as possible, siphon off as much of it as possible, keep you in the dark, keep you brainwashed, keep you thinking and voting a certain way so they can keep basically committing larceny in broad daylight. I mean, larceny is theft, right? Today's show is sponsored by Wild Foods Co., real food, superfoods from around the world, and particularly the Wild Cocotropic, which is one of our flagship products. So this is a coffee replacement and or booster. You can use it in the morning if you're trying to reduce your caffeine intake or cycle coffee from time to time, as I do. You can also use it the way I do, which when I'm having coffee and I want to put some butter in it, I want to do kind of a keto coffee, I'm going to throw in about a tablespoon of Cocotropic as well. And it is just a delicious cocoa beverage that gives me that mental boost from the chaga and the reishi. And I got some maca and turmeric in there. It's mood and concentration. And it helps also actually mitigate the effects of a too much caffeine spike. So if I'm adding to coffee, for example, and you get that quick spike, and then you kind of come down, you have a little bit of that crash and you have the afternoon slump. A very cool thing inside the Cocotropic is the theobromine and the L-theane, which are inside cocoa and part of why people love cocoa and talk about how healthy it is for you. And these help you actually release caffeine slowly. They help mitigate the effects of the caffeine crash so that instead of coming down hard, you're going to have the caffeine intake at more of a steady pace, and it's going to help mitigate the up and down as much. It's just an awesome thing. So if you're looking to replace your coffee with something that's delicious and still has a little bit of caffeine, because cocoa has a little bit of caffeine, it's about, I would say, one fourth to sixth the amount of coffee generally. You also have those unique properties of the cocoa that help it so you're not crashing too hard. This is the perfect way to start your day. It's also the perfect way to upgrade your coffee and help mitigate the crash just a little bit. And it's just delicious. It's awesome. It's raw, organic, non-alkalized cocoa powder with wild chaga and reishi, medicinal mushrooms that are also great for focus and all of the health benefits that they're revered for as well. And then it's got some maca and turmeric in there to round it out. Got an amazing flavor profile. We have some customers that drink this straight up with hot water. I mean, it's amazing. So you can also bake with it, make recipes. It is truly an amazing product, an amazing blend, now with 100% organic ingredients. You can get a huge bag of 8 ounces for only $19.99 over at wildfoods.co, and as well as a 16 ounce, which is only $29.99. And then if you use code WILDCEO, you'll get 12% off your entire order. And if you want it conveniently to ship to you every single month so you don't run out, we also have auto ship options as well. So head over to wildfoods.co, see Cocotropic in the shop page right there. Use code WILDCEO for 12% off your entire order. You'll be supporting the show, and you'll also be supporting small producers that grow ingredients the right way, small farmers. And that's exactly what we need to do to change the big consolidated food industry, which is one of our missions at Wild Foods, is to help people eat real food, get back in the kitchen, and to help support small farmers. So again, wildfoods.co, use code WILDCEO for 12% off your entire order. This next one. So the Paul brothers are moving from California. That's Jake Paul and, crap, what's the brother's name? Jake Paul. Oh, Logan Paul. Yeah, Logan Paul, Jake Paul. I don't care about influencers. I don't care about them really. I mean, they're really good marketers, and like what they've built and done is, it's amazing. Like when they move from a place like California, which has been mismanaged for years, which is basically a socialist, you know, extremely expensive, just ridiculous. I mean, all the dumb people are there too. Like all these dumb, completely blind, brainwashed people are there. And when I see the free market working, when I see these millionaires that have huge followings that a lot of people follow, when they are willing to leave a place like LA, like California, I am so happy, because that's how the free market is supposed to work. What's supposed to happen is that more people will leave, prices will come down, those in power will lose their power because people won't vote for them anymore because they'll realize, well, this is decline, this is a shit show. You can already look at the homeless population and the other problems they have. They don't balance their budget. They're bankrupt. They get bails from the government. They have the wildfires, which are the result of probably not letting nature take its course and other artificial interventions by humans. It's heartwarming to see the collapse of a state that is run by idiots with really bad ideas and policies. I love seeing that. I love seeing that, because that is how we get one more data point, one step closer to a truly free market, into universal ideas around private property, sovereignty, and what a free market really is and why it's the best thing for humanity. And governments that mingle too much, that control too much, that want to rob from this person, give it to that person, they need to die out. It takes a long time for these things to happen, which is why it's been going on for so long. Maybe 2020, the craziness, is what had to happen. I don't know. But you can only raise taxes on people so much. You can only enact ridiculous measures and lock people down and just act like basically dictators for so long before people say enough's enough. I got anywhere else in the world I can go. And if I have money and power and influence, I can take all that with me. Elon's now here in Austin. Joe Rogan's now here in Austin. I love it. I love seeing this, because I want a place like California to be awesome. I want to visit amazing weather, amazing beaches, like amazing nature and wildlife. I want to be a great place. I want to be able to go there. And I want people that live there to enjoy it as well. But it's been too much of a shit show for too long. It needs to fix itself. And people don't fix things. Governments, politicians, they don't fix things. All right? Unless they're forced to. They'll just keep spewing off BS on a podium, telling you things you want to hear, lying about the facts, manipulating data, twisting things. Their incentive is to get elected. Their incentive is not to fix things. There's no skin in the game for governments. That's the problem. Now, you could say that states, to an extent, have skin in the game because their entire economies can collapse and like shit can spiral out of control very fast. But the federal government keeps propping them up. So, you know, it's still artificial. It's still manipulated. Bring me on to Bitcoin. I got a link here by Unchained Capital. The article is Bitcoin is the great definancialization. That's another thing I'm very excited about. I'm very, very excited to see big banks lose a lot of their power and control. I'd love to see them fail. I mean, they're the reason we have so much inequality in America. They're the reason we have these crashes every so often. You know, the 2009 bailouts and the TARP Act and all the things that the American taxpayers paid for. So much of those were given out as bonuses to executives that caused the freaking collapse in the first place. It's disgusting. Nobody got arrested. There was no oversight. Like, but if you cheat on your taxes, right, and they prove that, they throw you in jail. But if the government gives you money and it's supposed to save your company, but you just throw lavish parties and you basically fill your coffers up, oh, that's fine. Like, it is the double standard of the laws that are pursued and prosecuted in this country makes it so that generally the legal system's a joke. Laws are a joke. It's all just power. It's if you get on somebody's bad side and they want to come after you for a political reason, they'll do it. And they'll do anything they can to come after you. That's why they throw somebody like Ross Ulbricht in jail for life. Even though a lot of the stuff around him was entrapment, it was set up, whatever. They want to make an example out of him. They want to be like, don't you ever do a Silk Road on the internet. This is what will happen to you. It is disgusting. It's why they sent Snowden into exile, because he knows if he comes back, he won't get a fair trial. He didn't actually release things that put agents at risk. He released only things to the news in a very certain way, right? Under certain whistleblower kind of standards or policy or whatever. I think there's even laws now to protect it, but they've been in effect since then. I don't know. Either way, Snowden's a hero. Every government should fear their citizens. And instead, it's the other way around, because America has bloated to being this huge, basically socialist, power-hungry, nepotistic, freaking behemoth. It's like Frankenstein. It's just going to keep growing until it implodes. That's what's going to happen. And as it goes with every government or every tyrant in history, who suffers? Always the citizens. Always. Fortunately, we have something that can actually fix everything and maybe even make this revolution a bloodless revolution, which is what Bitcoin is. Bitcoin is humanity's greatest chance at a truly free and sovereign world for everyone. So buy it, hold it, don't sell it. You want to eventually pass it down to your kids. It'll be the best thing you've ever done. It will also be the emergency insurance policy that could potentially save your life. Even if you don't want to spend the time to understand it, which is probably spent, 4 to 6 hours of intense study, maybe 10 hours. Go to hope.com if you want to do that. I highly recommend it. But even if you don't want to do that, at least just buy and hold it. Just get like a Coinbase app or wallet or Gemini or whatever. Buy some, keep buying with whatever extra money you have and then just let it sit there. It is your insurance policy. This is not an investment. This is not trading. This is buying an asset, just like you'd buy real estate or stock or whatever. Okay. The difference is this asset can't be touched by the government. It can't be inflated away. It can't be censored or controlled. And it's your best bet at sovereignty and really freedom and equality for all of humanity. Like that's what Bitcoin is going to do. People don't even know what's in store. I'm always happy to answer questions or offer any help I can with that. You can send me an email, find me, DM, whatever. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, find the links. You'll figure it out. I started a marketing agency. We help influencers, coaches, small businesses. We can handle everything from your backend email marketing to your CRM and your outreach efforts, as well as your foundational marketing. Like if you want to do a podcast or YouTube, if you want to get your content game going, SEO, all the backend stuff, we can handle all of that. This is stuff that I've been doing for years, taking wild fruits from $0 to $3 million in 3 years. And just everything I've learned along the way, learning every part of that business, knowing every part of the business, doing every part of the business myself until I eventually got to the point where I could hire amazing people. And then they do most of that heavy lifting. And so many businesses today leave so much value on the table because they don't think like a business. They don't act like a business. They don't manage their finances, their cash flow. They're not thinking about how they need to be contacting their customers on a regular basis. They're always trying to go after new customers. That shiny object syndrome, even though their current customers are a freaking gold mine. Same thing with influencers. Same thing with coaches. Like you have an online following, like you have this Instagram account or this YouTube channel or whatever, but you don't even have your emails for your audience. You have no way to really sell them something or actually own them if YouTube decides to take you down or if YouTube implodes or whatever. That's a very dangerous proposition, building your asset on top of something else for something else. YouTube benefits way more than you do. So we can help you with that. You can, again, DM me, reach out. We only work with certain people. Let me tell you that. I don't deal with needy clients or people or negative or complainers. Like, so if that's you, don't reach out. But if you're serious and if you want turnkey solutions for doing all these different things and getting your business and your online digital marketing, particularly getting that going, getting that consistent, and building that as part of your business, then you can reach out to me and we'll talk. So we're coming about 25 minutes here. I think it's a good show. I have no idea what to title it. Again, get that newsletter, read the whole thing. You can skim through some of the other, I got some other quotes and stuff in there. I got some quotes about friendships and relationships and focus. You can get that over at betterhumans.substack.com or colin.coach as 1L. I hope I motivated you, inspired you, or at least got you thinking a little bit outside of your regular purview. I'm Colin, and I'll see you in the next one. Wild foods are better foods and supplements for better humans. Get your nutritional ducks in a row and the peace of mind that comes from the Wild Sourcing Standard, our obsessive dedication to quality. No matter your goal, we have the tools you need to achieve the next level in your health and fitness and longevity. Now, a couple recommendations that I use on a regular basis are our Wild Cocotropic, a superfood cocoa and functional mushroom elixir that you can use to make your own delicious keto coffee, adaptogenic drink, smoothie, shake. You can even bake with it. You can add it to coffee. You can use it to replace coffee. The sky is the limit. This is something you want to keep in your pantry at all times and add a scoop and add it to whatever you want, whenever you want. Next up is our Wild Prebiotic Probiotic. They say that your immune system is in your gut, making sure you're supporting that with good bugs. Both pre and probiotic, both are important. I take one of these each day, sometimes twice a day, to keep my gut health in tip-top shape. And finally, we have our Wild Multis. I take the once a day for men. It's a daily multivitamin and multimineral made from whole foods and not synthetic fake nonsense the way you see most of the multivitamins in the market are made today. There's also a digestive enzyme in there, and this is sourced from over 29 fruits and vegetables. I take one every day for nutritional insurance. You can buy these a la carte on the website, or if you want a custom subscription that comes to you every single month, we can help you do that as well. Reach out to us, colin@wildfoods.co, that's 1L. Head over to wildfoods.co and use code BETTERHUMAN for 12% off your entire order.